You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Wanted a girl just like you. Such a pure
man. Ooh. Who do you think Telly is, like, the equivalent? And I mean, there will never be another Quincy Jones. And if you're just tuning in, good morning.
Ain't no equivalent.
It is the top of the hour, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time in Milwaukee. November the 4th, one day away from Election Day. And we were very sad to report that Quincy Jones passed away peacefully in his home last night in Bel Air, California, at the age of 91. But yeah, tell you, like, who right now, like, in our generation, who got the baton? Do we have anybody?
No. The only person that just came to mind when you talk about producers, and he had a period, you thought that maybe he was going that way. But, I mean, it's just, it's way too much to live up to if you're trying to compare yourself to Quincy Jones. But I thought maybe like a Pharrell Williams. Mm. Like, he seemed like okay. He was, you know, on the track of doing a lot of good producing and had his hands in a lot of things. But I can't think of anyone, especially living, that – I mean, you could even mention in the same breath as Quincy Jones. Like,
completely agree.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
This is a lot. This is a lot, man. There's a lot going on. And even in addition to, you know, we reported about Bobby Portis's home invasion and Quincy Jones passing. We know that everybody is fixated, as and rightfully so, on the general election tomorrow. Because ideally, traditionally, we would, as a country, know who's going to be our next president. Think about that. Mm-hmm. Like, typically, we would be used to going to the polls on election day, staying up throughout the night, having watch parties. You know, I remember exactly where I was the first time President Barack Obama was elected. I was in Chicago, and it was crazy because that day, I'll never forget, it was like 75 degrees, Telly, in Chicago.
In November.
And I remember I was like, he's going to win. I was like, he's going to win. And when John McCain, who was his opponent on the Republican ticket, when the votes came in for Ohio, and they were like, this just in, Ohio has voted for Senator Barack Obama. Man. You could see people, including myself, running to Grant Park in Chicago. Mm. Because once Obama won Ohio, everybody knew. You did not have to be a rocket scientist to understand we were about to witness the first black president. And just even talking about it today, this was back in 2008?
Mm-hmm.
And running, you saw, and I'm not even kidding, you saw gangsters. You saw, you know, I'm not gonna say the names, but you saw gangsters and police officers and all types of people hugging each other, crying. I'll never forget that. I saw gangsters crying.
Yeah.
And people were standing on top of the streetlights and the trees, and everybody ran to Grant Park to witness President Barack Obama at the time, President-elect Barack Obama, and his family come out and speak to the people. And then they had a big, like, it had to be a 90-foot television screen. Okay, maybe 50. And you could see where John McCain conceded. What? Like, and see, that's what you call leadership. Why are you going to delay the process of this country having an elected president based on your conceited narcissist self? John McCain, after Ohio was won by Barack Obama, came out and said, I'm conceding this election. Senator Barack Obama will be your president. I'm out. Yeah. See, that's noble leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And then President Barack Obama came out with his family. And of course, everybody was crying. And I mean everybody. Because I had never thought in my life that I would witness a black person. And here we are, fast forward, 2024. And it's split in half. Split in half, Telly.
Man, oh man.
Split in half.
It's an interesting How? Election, man. And it's going to go down in history for multiple reasons, not just because if Trump wins and he gets back in, or Madam Vice President Harris becomes the first black woman to be the president of the United States. Either way, there's going to be history. And those aren't just the only two historical factors that's going to happen come tomorrow. Like, there's going to be a bunch of stuff that you're going to look back and for years and years to come and say, man, that was highly unusual. Mm-hmm. I mean, just think about how we got here from a candidate dropping out of the race to an apparent assassination attempt to, you know, all the mudslinging, all of, like, there's been a lot of stuff that has happened over the last 100 days. And that's just since Madam Vice President Harris has been in the race.
I was going to say, including a new Democratic Party presidential candidate.
Yep.
And you gotta be a bad person. Like, I mean like Michael Jackson bad, like good bad. You gotta be a bad mamma jamma to enter yourself into an election with 100 days to campaign. It's not easy.
They would have had to do a lot of convincing. They'd be like, y'all want me to do what?
Well, you know, I don't think they had to do a lot of convincing with Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, because she'd put her hat in the bid for presidency 2 elections ago.
Yeah. But this is definitely a full election cycle.
Yeah, I get it. But yeah. I'm just saying, like, I don't feel like they had to go in there and say.
No, probably not. I'm just saying, if that was me. Yeah. Y'all want me to do what? I know. But yeah. That is tough, but the way you prefaced it, you got to be a bad mamma jamma to, you know, enter that knowing who you are entering against. There's a lot of men that couldn't even run against Trump, don't have the wherewithal to do that, let alone mm-hmm. to be a black woman running up against this dude with only 100 days to do it. Like, man, she's running
a
race
tomorrow.
Though.
Yes.
She has
tomorrow is the general election day. And there are a number of organizations, including an organization known as Issue One, that have been intentionally having discussions on making decisions to ensure that you have everything you need to feel comfortable going into the polling place tomorrow. And that includes polling workers having panic buttons. So polling workers will have access to panic buttons that will alert law enforcement if there's anybody who wants to walk into a poll and shack the fool.
DT, do you remember, can you recall ever a time when you were growing up that when it was time to vote, it was this much security, you know, thoughts and concerns? Like, this is crazy to me that you got to talk about people having a panic button just because mm-hmm. one person comes along and loses and doesn't agree and feels like, well, it had to be rigged if I lost. And now all of a sudden you got to put all of these measures in place to make sure that you feel like it's like a roll back to the 60s. Like, as soon as so do you think as soon as they allowed us to vote, we were able to just walk right on in and vote? No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it seems like it's just a rollback to, like, man, like, we got to go through all this just to vote.
Just to vote. And in addition, Telly, to your point, in terms of all these things that we are witnessing as part of just having our voice counted through our vote, we now have had to hire law enforcement officers to be on site in plain clothes.
Crazy.
So know that your safety is a top priority.
Yeah.
Your safety tomorrow is a top priority. And there have been proactive measures instated to ensure that your safety tomorrow is not compromised. And I'm just going to say this right now. For those that have already voted, thank you. For those that haven't voted but are like, oh, Telly, DT, don't pump Kool-Aid in people's hearts. You know, don't make people scared. Our responsibility is to make sure that we meet everyone where they are, because there are a significant number of citizens that want to vote but have reservations, and know that your feelings are valid and they are being addressed.
Yeah.
Your vote counts. It matters. And they're in the state of Wisconsin and in the city of Milwaukee, safety measures that are being put in place. So again, you're gonna pull up tomorrow and you're gonna see DJs, because there's a huge initiative of DJs that are gonna be making sure that everybody's having a good time, encouraging people to vote. But there will also be safety measures as well. Yeah. And so, speaking of the election, we have a very, very special guest that has joined us, Truth Nation, as part of our efforts to make sure that you vote and vote wisely tomorrow. Good morning, Tony West. How are you? Well, while we're waiting on Tony, Tony is Madam Vice President's brother-in-law, and he is also the former assistant attorney general under the Obama administration. And he is joining us live here on Truth Be Told with Telly to give us more information about getting out to vote, as well as what is it like having Madam Vice President Kamala Harris as a sister-in-law. So stay locked in. We're going to come back. We're going straight to Tony West, Vice President Harris's brother-in-law, as well as former assistant attorney general under the Obama administration. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. It is the day before. This is General Election Day Eve. Election Day is tomorrow, where we will be electing the 47th president of the United States. And as we mentioned, we're going to give you the best election coverage starting now until 11 p.m. tomorrow. You will get the best of the best. Speaking of which, we have live Tony West, Madam Vice President Harris's brother-in-law, as well as former assistant attorney general under the Obama administration. Good morning, Tony. Thank you so much for making the time during this very busy time for you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here, Tony. Now, what is something that we need to know between now and tomorrow about getting out to vote? Because there's been so much information that we have received, and especially in the Black community. And quite frankly, Tony, as you know, there have been some reservations in terms of the safety. What's going to be the experience? What should I expect? How should I prepare? What's different than the last general election? All these questions. So, Tony, give us some some words of wisdom from your perspective on why it's going to be so important tomorrow to go out and vote.
Well, let me tell you, this election is so important to me. Folks have got to, I know, you know, we've had a lot of back and forth, but this choice to determine the future for our communities and for our country, it is a very important choice, a very important election. And I'm so glad you've been talking about how do we make sure folks know where to vote. Let me first just say, make sure you vote tomorrow. You can vote, bring your ID to the polling place. You can register at the polling place if you haven't already registered to vote. But tomorrow is the day. And if you need to find out where your polling place is, you can go to this website, wisdems.org/vote. That's W-I-S-D-E-M-S www.dtintelion.org/vote, and you'll be able to figure out exactly where you can vote. But this election is so, so important. And I'll tell you, my sister-in-law has been out there around the country talking about what this election is about. And it's about you. It's about you and your future. It's about your family. And she wants to make sure that she's making the case that we can have an economy and a country that's inclusive and includes an opportunity for everybody.
We're being joined live on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly with Tony West, a former assistant attorney general under the Obama administration and the brother-in-law of Madam Vice President Harris. And a lot of it, this campaign and throughout this campaign, Tony, we have talked about, or a lot of voters have talked about, man, I don't really know. I don't feel like I know her. And it's one thing to know her from this side of it, but to be a family member, what is something about Madam Vice President Harris we may not know? And how is she doing? Because, well, I mean, 100-day sprint, like, man, you got to have a lot of stamina, too. So give us a little insight on her from a personal standpoint.
Well, let me tell you, I'll tell you that 15 weeks has been a sprint. But one of the things I am so gratified by is the fact that the country's getting to know the Kamala Harris I've known for 35 years. This strong, smart, confident leader, someone who's as tough as she is joyful. And look, I mean, she is what I love about Kamala is what you see is the authentic her on the campaign trail. She is, you know, equal parts tough and strong and joyful. She is, you know, the big sister, the auntie. She's the one who loves to cook and take care of her family, cook for her family, take care of her family. And no one's going to outwork Kamala Harris. I'll tell you, nobody works harder. This is actually a trait of all the Harris women. This is true about my mother-in-law, Mother Harris, true about my wife, Maya, her younger sister, and my daughter, Mina. They will all work harder than anybody else to get the job done. And she's going to work hard and overtime for the American people.
I love it. I love it. Tony, what I really appreciate about what you said, and I think this is one of the things that due to the abbreviated time that Madam Vice President had to campaign, just her willingness and ability to give us that exposure to her outside of being a vice president or the vice president, that she is someone who is relatable. She's a family person. She has, you know, a family that she cares deeply about, but she does it in a way that, again, the majority of Americans relate to. You know, the majority of us, we know what it's like to have to work all day and come home and work another level, whether it's cooking or, again, as you mentioned, just listening and spending time with our families. And so to see that Madam Vice President has been very intentional about giving us exposure and access to that part of her leadership, I think has been very important as part of getting to know her. Tony, go ahead.
No. I was just going to say that it's so true, and it's also reflected, right, in the policies put forward. Because, you know, I was spending a lot of time in D.C. Over the last few years, and I always stay with Kamala and with Doug, and we got into this routine of having morning coffee over the breakfast table. She actually has tea. Doug and I always have coffee, but we haven't been able to do that, obviously, on the campaign trail because we're not in the same place at the same time. But we have done it via FaceTime. And we did it just the other morning. And the conversations that we're having are about these issues. They're about you. They're about the American people. They're about, you know, her innovative ideas to try to bring down the, you know, price of groceries and bring down the cost of prescription medicine and you know, her thoughts about, okay, how do we make sure we cancel medical debt so families don't find themselves in bankruptcy? She's actually talking about those issues over that breakfast table. I'll tell you, she's not talking about grievances. She's not talking about an enemies list. She's not talking about herself. And that is just who she is. Her orientation has always been the other person. She's, you know, her only client her entire career has been the people. And so her orientation is very much as a protector, as someone who believes in the ethic of service.
Tony, one more quick question, because I know you're very busy, especially during this time. I need to ask what is a somewhat of a personal question, but I know that your voice, when you respond, is going to be very impactful. Now, Tony, as a black man who has lived in this country, who is the brother-in-law of Madam Vice President, I know you've seen the headlines, and I know you've seen the efforts where Madam Vice President, as part of her equitable leadership, is meeting black men where they are in terms of having these conversations that are necessary, where we have seen a number of black men say, I'm not trying to vote for Kamala Harris. What, as a black man yourself, as we are about to go out and vote tomorrow, what have been your feelings, and what do you want to say to black male listeners that are still at odds in terms of whether they're going to vote for Madam Vice President to be our next president of the United States?
What I'd say is that there is nobody running for president, past or present, who will work harder and fight harder for our communities, and particularly for black men. I've worked on 6 presidential campaigns in senior positions, and I have never seen a presidential candidate offer an opportunity agenda specifically aimed at the unique challenges that black men face. She's done this with an opportunity agenda that talks about investing in black entrepreneurs, providing 1 million small business loans that are fully forgivable up to $20,000 to black entrepreneurs. She's talked about the importance of legalizing recreational marijuana at the federal level, because the fact that it's been decriminalized at the state level but not at the federal level has been an impediment for a lot of black entrepreneurs getting in and becoming successful in that industry. You know, she's talked about the importance of creating a regulatory framework for cryptocurrency and other digital assets, because so many of us black men own that and are using that as a way to build intergenerational wealth. And so when it comes to the specific challenges and needs of black men, she's got an agenda just for us. That has never happened before in American history. That is one big reason why I think black men should support my sister-in-law.
Tony West, we appreciate your time. Man, this has been very insightful. And for someone who knows her on a more personal basis and to give us some insight, we really appreciate it. And again,
yes,
just getting people out there to vote. And before we let you go, how are you going to spend the rest of your day? Because tomorrow we already know what's going on. So what else do you have today?
That's right. So let me tell you, I'm going to be with my brother-in-law, the second gentleman, as we travel around the country. We're all going to end up in Pennsylvania with my sister-in-law tonight. But let me tell you, if you're in Milwaukee, there's a free concert that's going on with Governor Walz and Eric Benet. You should definitely check that out. And just one more time, let me just remind folks, please get out there and vote tomorrow. Bring your ID. You can register at the polling place. If you're not registered, don't worry about that. And you can find your polling place at wisdems.org/vote.
We love it. Tony, thank you so much for making the time out of this incredibly, especially busy time of your schedule. We so appreciate you. Feel free to join us anytime, Tony, because we're going to be broadcasting live from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. tomorrow. So if you want to come back, we welcome you. And again, Tony West, thank you so much for being here. Tony West, former Assistant Attorney General under the Obama administration and brother-in-law of Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, who is the Democratic Party presidential candidate to be the 47th President of the United States of America. Thank you again, Tony. We appreciate you.
DT,
all right.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you. That was cool. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Being someone who has both the professional as well as personal experiences with a presidential candidate.
Yes, yes. No, that is awesome. And again, you get a chance to hear from someone who really knows her, because a lot of times we've only heard of people that have been around her or, you know, might know her or know her through this or know her through that. But there's no one that knows you like a family member, and they have seen the things, especially over the last 30 years. So that was awesome for Tony to take time to join us. And And yeah, we're going to see if his sister-in-law is going to be the next president come tomorrow. Wow.
I'm excited for a variety of reasons, but before we go to break, I just got to say this. I'm excited because Black people, once again, considering this is a Black Talk radio show, we have showed up and showed out as it relates to early voting and getting ready to vote tomorrow. So when we come back for break, we're going to give you some more information on how you can confirm your registration status. And as Tony West had mentioned, if you have not registered already, fear not. You can register at the polling location before placing your vote. We're going to give you more information on that as well as other hot topics. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Stay locked in.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, good morning, good morning. Hope you are having a great start to your day. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. You can stream and watch Telly and I live right now just by simply visiting youtube.com. Just search for 101.7 The Truth, and you can join 3,000 others that have subscribed to The Truth YouTube channel to make sure that they never miss a show, as well as where you can view previous shows. So when Telly and I got you cracking up or even got you frustrated, you want to go back and replay, you can do that by subscribing to our YouTube channel. You can also download the Truth app. Go to 101.7 The Truth, 1017thetruth.com, and you can see all of us and download the app and stay connected to Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. We've obviously been covering, which, Telly, I am confident is going to be the most historical and monumental presidential election in the history of this country. Tomorrow's going to be something else.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be something else, man. Wow. It just, you know how it's crazy? You've been talking so much about it, and now the moment is here. Because... you know, leading up to this, I'm like, well, you know, November 5th, you know, just make sure everything's straight on November 5th. And now it's November 4th, and we're sitting here, and it's like, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I literally, you know, I feel like yesterday we were like, we got 100 days left for the election, mm-hmm. and then, oh, we got 10 days, and tomorrow is the election day. How are you feeling, Truth Nation? How are you feeling? 833-212-1017. Prior to the break, we had our special guest, Tony West, former assistant attorney general under the Obama administration, as well as brother-in-law of Madam Vice President. And again, encouraging us, reminding us, motivating us to go vote tomorrow. Now, there's a lot of people that are going to be on the ballot tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, for example, if you have not already voted, when you go to the poll tomorrow, be prepared, because when you vote for the president, it's just not going to be Kamala Harris and Donald J. Trump.
No.
There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 9 people on the ballot for president of the United States, as well as their VP candidate. So you're going to see Kamala Harris, Tim Walz for the Democratic Party. You're going to see Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, the Republican Party. But you also have the Constitution Party, the Libertarian Party, the Wisconsin Green Party, the Party for Socialism and Liberation, the Justice for All, which is Cornel West and Malina Abdullah, as well as the We the People Party, which is RFK Jr. and Nicole Shanahan. Mm. There's a whole lot of folks that are running, or I should say that are on the ballot tomorrow.
Yeah. So don't be confused. I know Sanders.
But you can only vote for one.
You can only vote for one. You can only vote for one. That doesn't change anything going into the poll. Just because you see more options, don't mean you got to select them.
But Telly, what's crazy? Why do they have, in addition to the candidates, you can actually write in someone's name that you want to vote for? Mm. I'm like, what? Why are we enabling failure?
Yeah.
I get that we're a democracy. I get that we're a country of freedom, liberty, and justice, but why are we enabling failure?
Yeah.
This is my op-ed, Telly. Don't you be writing nobody's name in. Right. Come on now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be realistic.
I mean, there should be certain like requirements and prerequisites to even put your name on there. And that's the thing that I don't even understand is by this time, all those other parties and stuff. Yeah. I mean, really, what are the chances you're going to win? I mean, some of those organizations you named, I didn't even know exist.
You know what I find, and I'll just use the word I find totally irresponsible, is that there will be people who are undecided and will vote for those people that they know are not qualified to lead this country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no disrespect to them, but in terms of the qualifications and these individuals, have they been campaigning? Have they been reaching out to you? Have they been phone calling you?
Exactly.
Have they been out in the streets? If they haven't, they don't deserve your vote.
Right.
And again, it's not to discredit who they are, but why would you vote for someone who hasn't even had a conversation with you or given you exposure to why they should lead this country? Mm. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
And it really does take away from the other votes that other real legitimate candidates could get if you're just going in there and say, oh, I'm gonna, you know, vote for Robert Kennedy. And
what,
you can.
What has Robert Kennedy? You can, but my thing
right.
is, when's the last time you even heard from RFK? And quite frankly, he's been having sidebars with Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. So which one is it going to be? And I know he tried to get his name off the ballot, and the Supreme Court was like, no, you signed up for it.
Right.
You campaigned for it during the very early stages of the election campaign. So your name stays on. But my question is, for those that are going to the poll tomorrow and they are undecided, do the research between now and tomorrow. Please do the research, research the candidates that are realistically capable of running this country and running the free world. But don't go in there and just be like, well, I don't really like none of the two, and then I'm just going to vote. Don't do that.
Right.
It's not fair. It's not even about Madam Vice President Kamala Harris or former President Donald Trump. It's about this country. Don't do your fellow Americans like that.
Mm.
And just vote just to be, you know, in spite of the two candidates on the Democratic and Republican ticket, despite that. So just don't do that, please. Yeah. I'm asking you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your vote matters.
Like you said, that's not fair. That's not fair to the people that have like the candidates, the two main candidates that have been crisscrossing this country and doing all of these things. And then to just say, you know what, now that's not taking your vote seriously and just going in and be like, I'm going to vote for, you know, RFK, or I'm going to vote for whomever just because I think that, you know, I don't like these other two.
Name.
Yeah. So it's like,
don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, it's your prerogative, of course, to cast your vote however you want, but do it with some degree of common sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also on your ballot tomorrow, there will be local and state election opportunities, including the U.S. Senator. And depending on your district, you could be electing or voting for the representative in your district, as well as for Congress, as well as the Assembly District, Milwaukee County District Attorney, Milwaukee County Clerk, Milwaukee County Treasurer, Milwaukee County Register of Deeds, and the State of Wisconsin Eligibility to Vote Referendum. So all of these will be on your ballot. So just know that between now and tomorrow, go to My Vote. So visit the website myvote.wi.gov to not only find out where the most convenient polling place is for you, but also who's going to be on your ballot, what elected official roles, and who are the people that are going to be on your ballot. You can find all of that information on My Vote Wisconsin website, which again is myvote.wi.gov.
Yeah. So that makes it even better where you could go in with a plan. You already know who's on it. You already know where you're going to fill in, and you could get in and get out. And going back to something, one of our YouTube listeners, one of the messages on our YouTube message board said, Telly, do you want us to just walk in and not say anything with your head down and walk out? Not saying that at all. DT just said that there are going to be DJs there and make it a festive and relaxed atmosphere, but don't go in causing any trouble either. You go in, you got a plan. Like, you're going there to do what? Vote. Are you going there to socialize? Are you going there to make friends? Are you going there to campaign for your candidate? No, you're going there to vote. And if you do that, go in there, get in and get out, you shouldn't have any problems.
We want to make it as easy and safe as possible for you here at The Truth. That's why we're constantly giving you coverage and information. Now, in terms of once you actually arrive at your polling location, it's going to be somewhat of a social element because you're going to have DJs on the ones and twos. We want to make this a pleasant experience for you. When I say we, I mean in conjunction with The Truth, the DJs that will be on site at the polling locations, the law enforcement officers that will be on site in plain clothes, the poll workers being equipped with panic buttons. We understand that there are a number of people that have concerns. And you have every right to be concerned, because when you see people bringing machetes, not in the state of Wisconsin, but bringing machetes to the polling locations, as well as people vandalizing voting ballot boxes and burning them, we hear you.
Yeah.
And your concerns are valid. So we want to make sure that you understand that your safety always comes first. Your vote matters. If it weren't that important, why do you think these certain idiots are trying to scare us from voting? Mm-hmm. Because they know that our voice is powerful and they know that we're showing up. But go in there ready to vote. And on our True Talk and text line, one of our valued listeners says, I'm still undecided, exclamation point, exclamation point. That's valid.
Hey.
So make the time ring to do the research.
Yeah.
Ask questions. Call in. When you hear certain elected officials or certain ambassadors for the election on The Truth, call in. Ask those questions. 833-212-1017. Because you being undecided, that's not a bad thing. We understand that. I want to make sure that you understand that, like, we're not persecuting people who are still undecided. But the great thing about this is that you still have plenty of time to research, to listen, to learn, to have people hear your concerns in order to get to that point of where I'm ready to decide who I'm going to vote for to be the next president, to be the next U.S. senator, and so forth. Your voice matters, and being undecided is quite all right. We're going to help you get the information that you need. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. We're going to take a break. We come back. We're getting to wrap things up here, but know that you've got Sherwin Hughes, Tori Lowe, Carrie Noni, Benjamin, and Dr. Ken to help you get to that point where you are confident on who you're going to vote for tomorrow during the general election. Stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told, with DT and Telly, we'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Nation, we want to let you know and remind you that Old National Bank, they know there is nothing small about keeping up a small business. That's why they have developed their Empowerment Loan Program to help give people of color and women owned businesses equal access to funds up to $5 million. This substantial commitment shows that Old National Bank truly believes that every small business deserves the opportunity to change their community in a big way. Learn more today by visiting oldnational.com/empowerment loan. Old National Bank, get old. All loans are subject to credit approval. Minimum loan amount, $25K. That's right, $25,000. Additional program qualifications or restrictions may apply. For full details, contact an Old National Small Business Banker today. And what you're hearing in the background is one of my favorite Quincy Jones creations. And that's a great song as we get into preparing for the election tomorrow. Now, let me just go ahead and give my truth of the matter, because I know there are a number of undecided voters even right now. And there's been a lot of people, what you mean you undecided? Da, da, da. Don't expect you from others. Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't expect you from others and meet people where they are. And what I will say to those who are undecided, with the election being tomorrow, trust me, I completely understand that making a final decision for something so monumental can be overwhelming, especially with all the issues that we have at stake. Healthcare, employment, cost of living, etc. So just please consider this. This election is not just about one person or one party. It is ultimately about choosing the direction that we want for our country as well as our Black community. So I'm asking those that are undecided to please, between now and tomorrow, make the time to consider what matters most to you and how each of the candidates' values and policies and track record align with those priorities of this country. Every vote matters. Your vote matters. And your vote could absolutely be the defining difference in shaping the future of this country, a future that we all want, whether we're Black, white, brown, Asian, straight, gay, Democrat, Republican. We all want to be able to win in this country. So please, please do whatever you need to do to get prepared and vote tomorrow. That's my truth of the matter.
That's a really good truth of the matter. My truth of the matter is, Ricky, I need you to bring that song back, because it is something that, I mean, these are the lyrics that you need to listen to, because this is a monumental moment in our history, in our country's history, and you have you could be a part of it. And so there's a saying that I like to live by, and I often have to remind myself of this, and that is, be where your feet are. And that means be in the present, be in this moment. And this is a big moment. And don't let a big moment pass you because you felt like you were unprepared or it's too big of a moment. And so, again, there's something that's going to be significantly, is going to pay a significant decision in the direction our country proceeds to go into in the future. And that decision is going to take place tomorrow. And again, you have a right and a vote to be a part of this process. So, again, this is a big moment, and rise to the occasion. That is my truth of the matter.
There you have it. Thank you so much, Telly, for that truth of the matter. And again, stay locked in, because we are going to be very intentional about giving all the quality election coverage that you need and that you deserve between now and tomorrow through 11 p.m. So stay locked in. Man. Up next, 9 more hours of live consecutive Milwaukee Black Talk Radio, including Sherwin Hughes, followed by Carrie Noni, Benjamin, Tori Lowe, Dr. Ken. We got all kind of celebrities, elected officials, ambassadors for voting. Black people, it's time for us to get out and show out and go vote. Tomorrow is election day, and here is where you're going to get all the facts, opinions, feelings, and we definitely want to hear from you as well. Continue to call in. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. And I'm just going to go ahead and say it. This is an opinion. This is not a fact. Can you imagine electing the first Black woman? Woman.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, U.S., man. Let's keep up with Europe. Europe didn't have about 10 women leaders.
And look, the campaign will officially come to a close tonight. And You have heard from all celebrities. You've heard from everybody that is trying to convince you to vote for the candidate they want you to vote for. And now is the time that, you know, none of that really matters. It's going to come down to you now. They've done all the convincing they can do. Now it's up to you and your vote. So get out and
vote. We're powerful, y'all. We're powerful. Our voice matters. I'm so excited to see what happens tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. Y'all stay safe. Look, don't be going to the polls with an attitude. If somebody made you mad, just go breathe. Like, inhale, hold, and then that's all you got to do. But don't go to the polls.
Get you some rest tonight. Tomorrow. You got an extra hour over the weekend, so hey, get you some rest. Go in, feeling good tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big day. Man, last sleep before we elect our 47th president of the United States. Exciting,
I'm excited stuff. Y'all. All right, Truth Nation, thank you so much again. Up next, Sherwin Hughes. Make it a great day. Tell somebody you love them. And please tell somebody, including yourself, if you have not already, go vote.
Peace out.